put it in a bag for me.
May I ask you what you've just bought?
It's a little, the cloth is printed in Tanzania. And although she's the one who's made it here, but the cloth has come from Tanzania, made out of very high quality cotton. And I'm buying it for my granddaughter. And although she's only two, in about a year's time, it'll be big enough. So I bought it. Good price, bargain, put down a bit. So there you are.
How lovely, and good to see some money coming out of the pocket here in Yorkshire.
Yeah, I've been spending some.
What was it like to meet the Archbishop of York?
Oh, it's really, really interesting. I'm shaking. I'm so, so happy. You know, I speak my language. I'm from Tanzania myself. He's from Uganda. So it's really, really uplifting.
It wasn't just stallholders who were surprised and delighted to see the Archbishop of York on the Moor markets. Saturday shoppers also rubbed shoulders with the Church of England's second in command.
To see him in the marketplace, yes, it's quite interesting. Yes, I hope he enjoys it and buys something nice.
I do believe, yeah, it's been nice to see him, yeah.
Brilliant, he's just been round and spoke to us at the cap and just had a chip off my partner, so yeah, we just had a nice little chat with him. It's brilliant, nice to see him in town.
We've only just arrived, actually. From Bakewell, you see, so we didn't know anything. We were just a bit surprised. And so that's why we stood just looking, you see, what was it.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheers,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Been quite unwell. Just prayed for him.
And I'm so grateful I'm come back.
You're going to get better
and
now.
And I'm so happy I saw you, Father.
Okay. Get better. Get
thank
better
you, Father.
Now.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank Cheers,
you. Hello, so tell me your name. I'm from Radio Sheffield.
It's Barry Turton.
And am I right in saying you invited the Archbishop to come and visit you on the Moor Market?
Yes, I did, yeah. It was a suggestion that I made because there's a lot of stalls that's empty, so I just said like a pop-up church, and then all of a sudden, pow, it happens. And I didn't know I'd said that, actually, until he came back and he said, it were your idea.
It's been wonderful walking around, following you around the Moor this afternoon. How's it been for you to bring this Crossroads mission to Sheffield and to the Diocese of Sheffield?
Yes, and the bishops actually agreed we're going to be together and be more concerned about talking about Jesus Christ, his love, his care for people, that actually that's our core business. They're the things we talk about and debate about, they're important, but actually nothing takes away from what Jesus said in Matthew 28. Go into all nations and make everybody my friend, and I'm going to be with you to the end of time. So he gave them power, gave them a commission, gave them authority. And we're trying to say we should be people who are on the road, providing hospitality, providing care, but actually sharing with people. Jesus is standing next to each person saying, please be my friend.
Well, it's been lovely to have you in Sheffield. Thank you very much for talking to us. Enjoy the rest of your time here. It all ends with this service that you're leading in Rotherham on Sunday afternoon, doesn't it?
Yes, it's going to be quite a very big sort of finale to what we're doing. But the conversations we have had, particularly with a cross in the centre of Birmingham next to the cathedral, those conversations have been amazing. And people have gone away wanting to know more, found about more. And I believe that we are grateful Sheffield took a risk and said, yeah, come. It's almost like that man from Macedonia saying, come up and help us. So I just rejoice, I just give thanks.